Then, do you suffer from, do you fear the lack of, would you like to? Well, worry no longer, because here's the answer to everything. What is it? Why, it's Jubilee! Yes, forget your worries now, because here it is, complete in one big package, ready to be opened. And this is Jane Norman snipping the ribbon and tearing open the top. And here we find Benny Carter's orchestra, the Paige Cavanaugh Trio, Frankie Saputo, the Pied Pipers, Peggy Lee, and Johnny Desmond. That's the stuff. And here we start unloading from all the glitter and glamour, Benny Carter and orchestra with Fish Fry. Finally, Benny, finally. That was a fine frolic into this solid frame of plenty, which rolls us around to the next bit of pacing in the person of three persons. Don't push, don't crowd. Just relax, Jack, and listen to the Paige Cavanaugh Trio bounce off a couple of cadences as they catch as cat can. Thank you. Thank you, Paige Cavanaugh, Al Viola, and Lloyd Pratt. We caught it and brought it home. And now here's a funny fish hanging on our Jubilee line. Let's throw out the bait and haul in Frankie Saputo. Thank you, Frankie. A splendid recital of Stephen Foster. We have it on direct authority that Mr. Foster took a decided flip in his home 6 feet under when Frankie made with that murder. But let's get the good haul in order now for a gang of people who've been around these parts off and on for quite some time. I'm talking about those Pied Pipers.
Got a lot of
Many thanks to the Pied Pipers, five great voices, and how do you do? Well, let's summer down to a fish fry way up on the high and dry, which costs us something by the way of a ballade. And by ballade, I'm talking about one of the great singers of that art form, Johnny Devlin. Let's take a paragraph from Hollywood Daily Variety, which sums up Mr. D's career very nicely. Erstwhile Sergeant Johnny Devlin, who had 2 solid years' time on BBC in London during the war as a part of the late Glenn Miller's Air Force's orchestra. He became a top favorite in England, Ireland, and Scotland, was monitored by all the German intelligence listening posts for clues as to presentation of a German radio program which would click with Allied soldiers. He has letters to prove identity of listeners in Norway, Denmark, Sweden, and Pasadena. In Paris, his felicitation billet doux, which is French for fan mail, I believe, was overwhelming. And in spite of all, he's really a very shy guy from Detroit, Michigan, which where he might still be singing except for a draft board number 316. That's the only agent, by the way, he never had to pay. So here is Johnny Depp.
Guilty of dreams. fickle of love.
Thank you, Johnny Desmond. That fits and splits the good spots like a feather in the breeze. Now, if this is a dream I'm dreaming, why don't I close my eyes? Well, I'll tell you why. Because there's the honey boat herself floating toward us on a moonbeam. But she seems a little sad on this last go-round of old Jubilee. And maybe that's why she's going to sing Benny Carter's Lonely Woman. I'm talking about Peggy Lee. Stars that shine above me, Peggy Lee with Benny Carter's Lonely Woman. And that dish was served up with a double portion of honey, too. Well, we haven't got many takes to go in this hot horn hullabaloo, but there's time enough for Benny Carter and Matt to slip you some sizzle that's sharp as a chisel. So let's let the chips fall with just you, just me.
Thank you.
any quarter, we have to jump in and fade you down because the cogs are beginning to take a run out and the belt is down and off, which means it's time to put a lid on this mess of porridge, sweet and hot. But let's hear from you, what you want and how you want it. Just write Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And this is Gene Norman saying goodbye, good luck, and we'll be waiting for you. This program was arranged in cooperation with the American Federation of Musicians, James C. Petrillo, President. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.